want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Hello everybody and welcome to the DeathDoorProds.com commentary track. This commentary track is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 100,000 audiobooks, Audible is your one-stop shop for electronic literature. Go to audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods to sign up for a free 14-day trial and get a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods. I, of course, am your host, The Dead Man, and every day I am shuffling. I have that fucking song stuck in my head on repeat over and over and over again.
See, when you told me you were going to use that, I thought you meant you were going to use it well.
I'm not. When do I ever use anything well? Dude, how long have you known me? When have I ever used anything well?
You make a very good point. You use your Scottish accent very well.
Welcome, join us today. We have Bodewan. How are you doing, sir?
I cannot do a Scottish accent, but I'm fine.
No, you cannot. You had to do a Welsh accent, and that turned out terrible. Also, joining us today, we have Shax. How are you?
How's it going over there?
What the fuck was
Never
that?
Never mind. My Scottish accent is just fine.
What the fuck was that, dude?
That was,
You gotta do the accents properly if you want to be proper racist.
I'm too fucking tired. I don't have it in me.
Yes, well, hopefully some Twilight Zone, the movie, will be able to wake your ass up.
Yeah.
So, I should probably have done this before, but let me pause for info on this movie. So that I can ramble on about stupid bullshit.
The first thing you know is it's the fucking Twilight Zone.
Is it, though? So, yeah. Twilight Zone, the movie, was released in 1983, produced by Steven Spielberg and John Landis. And it is directed by a whole bunch of fucking people. So the prologue and the first segment are directed by John Landis, second segment Steven Spielberg, third segment Joe Dante, and then George Miller directed the fourth segment and the epilogue. And there's a whole bunch of writers, I'm not going to mention any of them, because fuck writers.
Right. We're all new writers.
No, we're journalists. There's a difference.
I consider myself a writer. Journalists are the ones that are always looking for the hot scoop.
But we are looking for the hot scoop. You know, like, I just posted that hot piece about PID. And other stuff. So yeah, movie. You guys still there?
Yeah. Movie, yes.
Okay, I got scared for a second. My internet's notorious of late, and I thought I dropped the call. That would be great, just in the middle of the movie. In the middle of the movie, just, hello? You guys still there? Beep. We're back. Okay, so again, we are playing this on the VLC media player. And this does not mean that we do not have the movie. You know, a physical copy. We're just using this player.
Yeah, we're using a digital copy.
Yeah.
Comes with the movie.
Yes. Came with the Blu-ray combo pack. Okay, so start the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Wobble guitar.
Wait, it sounds like I'm watching the wrong movie. This does not sound like the Twilight Zone theme.
Yes, I know. It sounds like the predecessor to Wobble Bass.
Oh, hang on. I gotta turn off my subs.
Hey, a car. Are they taking us to the Twilight Zone? Imagine if you were a car on a winding highway. That car is about to careen into the ravine, and in that ravine is a door. The Twilight Zone. Albert Brooks, without his eyebrows. Cracks, that guy's eyebrows are almost invisible.
It is kind of creepy now that you point it out.
And they're like in his eye sockets.
Yeah.
This song is awesome. I don't know who sings it. I'd never heard it before. I mean, well, other than this movie. And when I was watching this movie the other day, I'm like, this song is awesome.
Yeah, it's a good song. Albert Brooks skeeting his way through. Zip-a-da-ba-ba-do-ba.
Can I go on record right now and say that I wish... Nah, never mind. I was about to spoiler or something, then why?
Love and allow me. Ah, cassette tapes. I'm so glad I don't remember cassette tapes.
Yeah, you guys don't know this, but that was a big problem for us.
No, dude, I remember
cassette tapes.
Yeah, we lived in the 90s, dude. They had cassette tapes.
Oh.
Dear God, no.
Talking? Oh, dear Christ. There's a door.
Another side of that door is a car with no headlights.
Yes. Yes. And like if you run into nuns on a dark, whiny road, odds are they're not nuns.
I know he's doing this as like a hypothetical. But, like, there's never going to be any bits of road that's going to come up and smash your headlights.
Yeah, that'd be bad. That'd be just, like, poor craftsmanship on the road.
You would need to, like, run into the ass end of a bomb to have that happen.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, maybe the grandpa has a gun.
Just get the fuck off my chair.
This is Dan Aykroyd back when he was thin.
This is Dan Aykroyd back when he was good.
Oh! What year is this movie?
83.
Okay, so Ghostbusters hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, like I said, it is back when he was good. Nowadays, you know, he's, hey, I'm Yogi Bear.
Oh, yeah. This whole scene is insane to me. Or not this whole scene, but this part of the scene. I couldn't guess one of these.
I got a couple of them.
Jesus, I don't even think I've watched this many TV shows.
I knew Bonanza.
Well, Bonanza was the easy one. What is it? Like, I just watched this movie a couple days ago, and I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, National Geographic.
I knew this one.
Yeah, I don't know it.
It's the Hawaii Five-0, I believe.
Oh yeah, I knew it. I knew it as soon as he said Book 'em Dano.
Yeah, that's the only one out of this that I did know. It's Gilligan's Island.
Oh, title dropping already.
I I find this interesting that they start talking about Twilight Zone and,
yeah, it's kind of like meta thing.
Well, like, that and, they start talking about, the Outer Limits, which I would kind of think that is, a competitor, maybe?
It's not, dude, believe me. Yeah, Outer Limits, I think, was like 80s, 90s.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that great.
I mean, it wasn't around definitely during the 50s, no.
Yeah, I'd have to say Twilight, like Outer Limits was kind of like a thing, like it was Outer Limits was like a bastard love child of the Twilight Zone.
Well, I'm kind of interested to find out if Outer Limits came out during the 80s. During the time of the 80s version of Twilight Zone.
I think it might have come out in, like, the 70s or 80s, because they're taking, like, I mean, Roadrunner, it's like, oh, no, that was an Outer Limits thing. So I'm guessing it would have to play after, like, mid to late 70s?
Well, it was for sure out during the mid-90s, because I remember being a teenager and watching new episodes of it every week.
Yeah, that was that was their 80s Twilight Zone version.
No, I'm talking about Outer Limits.
Yeah, I know. That I know. Like the 90s one was there. It was there. Ah!
All right.
Yes, well, that right there.
No, man, that's an Outer Limits.
Yes, that right there would be an Outer Limits. That just that right there. Like I started watching this a while ago. That moment right there was just like this isn't Twilight Zone. And this intro, I really don't like this intro.
What? This isn't the Twilight Zone intro. You know, I don't care if you have to do it in black and white. Do it in black and white. Give me the goddamn intro.
Give me Rod fucking Serling.
Exactly.
Don't give me...
In fact, this looks like Outer Limits.
Yeah, like, that guy, he looked like an Outer Limits guy. Like the weird, like, line vector looking dude. Okay, Shax, you were around in the 80s. Did this look like a regular 80s place?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't remember the 90s, let alone me being around for the 80s. If I'd have been around for the 80s, I probably would have killed somebody.
Yeah. if you want a true 80s version of Bars, Cocktail is the movie to watch. Like neon lights and big hair and shoulder pads on the chicks, like
oh,
it was
God.
All of it.
Shoulder pads.
I miss jukeboxes.
Yeah, jukeboxes are actually cool, but Hot Tub Time Machine was as much 80 as I could handle. Like that and like fucking I don't know, Back to the Future horror movies. Racist motherfucker. Sexist motherfucker.
Like he would that would if that was today, he would get slapped and then thrown out and then a lawsuit.
That was today, as soon as those black guys behind him heard what he's gonna say soon, he'd be fucking dead. You know, cause look at this bar, this might be the kind of gangsta bar. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, $6,000. Yeah.
I think these guys are awfully progressive for 80s guys.
Not cool, bro.
I mean, look, I was a child in the 80s, so I'm ignorant and naive to a lot of things. And I've never was in a bar, per se, when I was a child. But I can't imagine people just throwing these terms around willy-nilly like that. even then. Like, this isn't the 19... This isn't 1967.
Okay, just to make sure, like, we're actually kind of synced up, right? There's, like, the black guy standing up, staring at him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he is sitting down now.
Yep.
I'm a little late.
Mm. Aw, goddamn American.
So?
Like, heaven forbid you just do your job better. Mm-hmm. Why are they being brought into it? I feel like at the point where he says Googs, the writers were like, we need, like, one more racial We need one more. And they're like, he was in Vietnam. God, have him say gook.
Ah, jingoism. If that had been today, he would have grabbed his nuts when he said, please hold this.
Yeah.
And France.
He should have grabbed his balls when he said that. Mm-hmm. And he should have slapped her on the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that painting is wrong. Nazis don't smile.
Well, if it's in France, then they don't, but they want you to think that somewhere
there's
not smiling.
Yeah, somewhere there's some guy goose-stepping along a death cape with a big grin on his face. He's like, Guten Tag, bitches! Oh, it's a pretty boy doing the pretty boy like you doing in the street this late at night. Yeah. Where are the papers?
I love that German.
It really is a piece of shit.
The only way Germans can speak German and have it sound polite is to be sing-songy about it.
Yeah. What the hell?
You're approached by Nazis and you're trying to reason with them.
Yeah, it's like, hey, that has my wallet. It's like, yeah. It's like there's Nazis in, they're Nazis, he's in France. And then, oh, dude, wallet.
Well, he is probably half in a bag at this point. He did just walk out of a bar.
Yeah, he walked in, had one beer, and left.
And they cut it down. He actually had, like, 17.
This is really just all a drunken hallucination?
Yeah.
Next morning, you're just gonna wake up, oh, what the fuck did I do last night?
Yeah.
Where did these bullet wounds come from? Why am I shot in the arm?
And then he's
really those black guys. They just got really mad.
His suit's wet, so he's like, "Ah, I pissed myself again."
Hide in the trash. Hide in the trash because that's what you are.
Yeah. As Germans are not this stupid.
Yeah.
They would have looked there just because they could.
Yeah, like these guys, like, say what you will about the Nazis, but they were one of the most efficient killing forces in the world, one of the world has ever seen. So I'm guessing that they could find a guy who hid in some garbage.
Yeah.
But apparently all they can do is blow a whistle.
Like they're Englishmen.
You guys are terrible Nazis.
Yeah.
This part of the music is odd to me.
Yeah, kind of.
It doesn't seem to fit.
It's a little upbeat for this kind of scene.
Yeah, it feels like a spy movie at this point. Like he should be like sneaking in to take pictures of a secret Nazi document. But no, he just limping around.
It's a laser watch.
Yeah. I think it just has like a pen that he clicks, then all of a sudden like a poison dart shoots out and knocks out the Nazi that's guarding the room that he's trying to break into.
Instead, he's just a pencil pusher that went to the bar, had a few too many drinks, and got a little loud with his mouth.
Yes, the bartender was actually secretly working for MI6. He put a new psychotropic drug into his system to try to test it out before unleashing it on, I don't know, Russia. Hello there, children.
I am French. I do not understand.
Je ne parle anglais. Je ne parle pas anglais.
Sorry, what is the English word for surrender?
Yes. What is English for a fuck off?
Oh god, here I am making a bad French joke while watching this whole anti-racist thing.
Throw that bitch out the window.
It's like, you know, there's a dumbass. It's like, if there were subtitles, I wanted to say, like, you know, there's some dumbass crack up here. Don't gank his ass, motherfucker.
I thought you were just saying, surrender, I surrender, I surrender.
No, EC is here. EC means here, so it's like, come here, he's in here.
Shut up, let me make my racist joke.
I love that in every movie where you have a guy move like a bookcase or a dresser or something in front of a door, and somehow it's light enough for him to move by himself, but it's never going to be light enough for like three Nazis to break it down.
They're really bad Nazis.
It happens in every movie.
Yeah. You're like, it's all about leverage. Because that guy who...
They're really bad Nazis.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I almost reached them.
And come on, that one that killed him. That was like, what, a two-story drop?
That could kill you if you hit the ground wrong.
But he didn't. I mean,
it's not weird. We can't say that he's dead. I mean, maybe he's knocked out.
Oh, look, there's a Nazi smiling.
Yeah. I'm on a Luger.
Well, that's because they're shooting at someone. They're always happy then.
Yeah. It's like shooting Jews in a train car.
Why is he not holding his balls? That's the only thing I'd be protecting right now.
Yeah, see, that guy hit the ground wrong. Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, he fell through time, so that absorbed some of the blow.
All right. Real quick, you guys can help me out on this. I am 100% sure that is John Larroquette.
I think so. Like, I'm not...
A very, very young John Larroquette.
Yeah, I definitely...
John Larroquette from, like, Night Court, where he was, you know... In his 30s, I'd say, maybe early 40s, but this is like, looks like a late 20s John Larroquette.
Yeah. You stole this, didn't you, boy? Just gonna steal this back?
I think, you know, I don't think you guys ever really get a good look at him, though. Yeah, right there. That's him, right?
Yeah, you are behind.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, like, we're at 1940 right now.
Oh, I'm at 1937.
Okay, so,
Are they on fire right now?
You should see... Yeah. You should see a Klansman burning on the ground and being whipped with another Klansman's cloak.
Yes.
Now he's at a truck.
Just got out of the thing. Like, now they're all running after him. Now he's running down the wind.
Now I'm a little ahead of you guys.
We're at 2010 right now. Release the hounds.
Yeah, I'm perfectly synced up with you, Dead Man. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Shax.
I suck. Nothing is going right for me today.
It's the exchange. Why this? It's the exchange rate.
Alright, what's your time right now?
We are at 2:35.
Alright, I'm at 2:36. Close enough.
Yeah.
He's swimming in water.
Yes. Yes. The guys are shooting terribly at him with shotguns, but seem to have no recoil.
Of course not. In the 80s? Have you ever seen how everyone held a gun in the 80s?
But properly?
Yeah, never. You never see... And you watch all of the movie Predator, you'll never see one of those guys holding the gun up, the butt of the gun up to the shoulder. Alright, here's the part that was obviously cut out or cut down dramatically.
Yes, because he died.
Yeah.
And two child actors died.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch The Faces of Death on YouTube, it's hilarious.
And for people who tell you that helicopter blades cannot decapitate someone...
Bullshit.
They're wrong.
I don't know if I've ever had someone try telling me that before, but...
I've heard it before. Someone's been like... I think it was while watching 28 Weeks Later, someone's like, oh, helicopter blades can't cut people up. Yes, they can.
Yes. They can fucking dice you. Was that Jimi Hendrix?
It's the Asian guy that likes singing his music in the karaoke bars.
Oh my god.
This snake could have looked more fake.
No, that looks like a real snake.
Look how it stays bent.
No, it's a real snake.
I'm sure the one scene is the real snake, but this doesn't look real. It's not even moving.
Yeah, it is. It's very slowly.
The snake itself... That's
how water snakes move, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tiny ones actually move a lot, but the big ones, they don't have to.
No.
They're just very buoyant.
Let's prove that they're Americans by having to play loud American music. Yes. Like
from a non-existent boombox.
The Viet Cong that just walked by like 3 seconds ago doesn't hear this music and is not turning around to blow him up.
Yeah.
I love the guy that holds the cigarette while the gun.
Yeah. And thus Vic Morrow is dead.
And so, no wonder America lost in Vietnam. I mean, the one guy shooting straight up. They used a ridiculous amount of ammo there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that guy on the left is high.
Yeah, that's his joint in his mouth. I will argue that.
Yeah.
No, in Vietnam they smoked pot out of shotguns.
Whee! And so what was probably a good 10-minute scene before is now a 2-minute scene.
Yes.
And luckily they recorded the rest of this.
Yes, like I'm guessing that like since the helicopter thing was like their most expensive and most elaborate, they decided to film that last.
That you always hear like, all right guys, we only got one shot at this. And usually that's always said, like, you know, and it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was, like, a really poor time to have said it during. I'm sure it was said, like, with the helicopter. Like, all right, guys, we only got one shot at this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like, we only got one shot at this, then snicked.
Nazis, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they make demands.
Yeah, Nazis can't be reasoned with. Like, look at those stylish hats. I know
this might. The outfits that the Nazis had during World War II, man, they were nice outfits.
Yeah.
Or uniforms or
it's
whatever.
Like, it's like, again, say what you will about the Nazis.
Yeah,
like,
say
what you will about the Nazis, but they had style.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I don't want to sound like an Nazi sympathizer or anything, but I want one of those hats just to have around.
Yeah, it's yeah. People blow that out of proportion too much. I mean,
you know, take off the Iron Eagle.
Now, see, this...
And replace it with another skull.
See, at this point, he's just drunk, and his two buddies are ignoring him. They can hear him, but they're ignoring him because they had to pour him into a cab.
Yeah. He's like, oh, God, just don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Like, let the cab drive away.
Why is he talking about Nazis?
Yeah.
Just, I'm going to point forward like this.
It's like, little known fact, that train is actually the train from Back to the Future Part 3. Doc Brown went on a mission to save the Jews.
Yeah.
He failed miserably.
Yeah. That one guy staring out like just before the camera went up, that was actually his son, Jules.
They're all scared there, or he was scared there, but what he doesn't know is that was actually the train for Schindler's List, and they're getting all freed.
Yeah. But he's like, screw this, and just kills himself by, like, choking on his own tongue.
Now, this is the worst story.
No doubt. Well, yeah, like, it did kind of orchestrate its own suckiness by saying, but Hope has checked into Sunnyvale.
Yeah.
Looks like a good mucus membrane.
If you guys don't mind, I'm going to fall asleep while this this episode is playing. That guy's like 1 year younger than all of those people.
That guy is tripping balls. Hey guys, let's go to a rave. I have a suitcase.
I don't understand. First of all, they're up at the doorway talking to him, and then, like, they make him pick up his own suitcases, even though he's, like, 100 years old. They make him walk another 10 feet to tell him, nope, sorry, Pop, not this week.
Well, yeah, they
could have told him up at the fucking door before he picked up suitcases.
No, they want to watch him suffer.
Those three people are the biggest assholes in the world.
Yeah, they're sadistic assholes. You know, they are American children.
Oh. And people thought the Nazis were bad.
Oh,
you fuckers.
You went there. Wait, did that kid leave his shoe or something?
I think that was the can. Like, one of the kids kicked a can. And now it's gone! It's disappeared!
God damn it. Shot consistency, people! Come on, Spielberg. Step up your game.
Is this Spielberg's?
Yeah, I think Spielberg did too.
Good God.
God, they're just fucking with him. You know, it's like not feeding your dog for a couple hours and like leaving him behind like a glass door and then holds up some bacon and then watching him run ahead into the door.
If you're going to go visit him for a few minutes, go visit for a few minutes, but just be like, hey, we're showing up for a few minutes, Pops.
He just shows up, hey, you're still alive. See you later.
Yeah, it's like, why let him go through that? By the way, the only other movie that I've seen him in is The Shining.
Who?
The black guy.
Oh, yeah. The janitor.
Yeah. The other guy with the shining. Or, I'm sorry, with the shinning.
Yes. You don't want to get seed?
I was waiting for that.
It's like, well, dude, say The Shining. Do you want to get seed? Well, I went and got my nails, dude.
Why did it take the TV show that long to answer it. I mean, isn't there like a 5-second window on Jeopardy? When was it 30 seconds?
No, like it was like there was like time in between, like waiting for people to answer. Then when they answer, they have like 5 seconds. But then after, but if they don't get the right answer, then there's more time in between.
Oh, okay.
She was actually doing like a rhyme thing. I thought she was just like talking like iambic pentameter or something.
She was doing the American version of what Germans have to do to be nice. Whoa! Racist! Somebody needs to be on a train to Germany.
He's not racist. He's not racist. He's Jewish.
Oh yeah, I forgot. For some reason,
he was Jewish before. Yeah, he was Jewish before it was cool to be Jewish. Just look at those glasses.
I love that everyone's a hypocrite like that when it comes to race.
It's like, I'm not racist. I've seen a black person.
I love how like, Hugh Hefner's in this rest home.
I've kicked cans at people.
Kids cans?
I don't think it's a game that people play anymore, since we don't have to rely on cans for entertainment.
Yeah, you know, ever since the invention of the television.
Well, like, we played hide-and-go-seek and tag. That was, like, our two main ones when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, but, like, we played that. We also played video games. Because, see, we grew up in the 90s, motherfucker.
I was poor as a child, so, like, even, like, I, all my video games that I got for the first, like, my Atari, both of my Ataris, actually, my Coleco add-on, my ColecoVision was all hand-me-down stuff.
Oh, I bet you did, old lady. She had lots of toys. She had this one called the Rabbit.
I like his philosophy, though, because, I mean, like, people look at me and they say that I'm immature, and I'm like, it's just my character.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, you have to grow old. You don't have to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, as you're getting older, you know, you get perspective.
Yeah.
You're like,
I don't like the way he says that. Like, he's holding shit from coming out.
Yeah. And I don't like these kind of slightly off-kilter shots of people's faces. It looks like something from a horror movie. It looks like they should be, like, it looks like they should just be, like, cut in between them of just them screaming and crying.
I think maybe that was the idea to a point. You know, it's Twilight Zone. It's supposed to be a little bit a creeper kind of TV show and everything. Mm-hmm. So they probably wanted to put that in there like that, because this is the most innocent of any Twilight Zone that I've ever seen.
Yeah, but again, Twilight Zone has innocence. Like, look at One for the Angels.
True.
Even that involves death.
Yeah, well, so does this, kind of, but...
Yeah,
I don't know.
You see, that death, it wasn't like horrible death. It was just like a guy in a suit with a notebook.
That was because it was 1955 or some shit.
Yeah, so, I'm rich. They had cloaks in 1955.
Yeah, but everyone wore suits in 1955.
Yeah, death was trying to be, you know, prime. He wanted to be like everyone else.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I'm coming for you. It was just like, all right, so you'll be leaving at this time? Please have your affairs in order.
I love that he's shining it.
Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't spit on it.
Man, that...
That one dick. There's always one of them.
There's always one. That old lady there, she was also in Parenthood with Steve Martin.
Never seen that.
Oh, man, dude. Homework for you. Watch Parenthood. That's a great movie.
The last Steve Martin movie I actually remember watching is The Jerk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I was born a poor black child.
Parenthood is, it's kind of a dramatic comedy. I mean, it has a lot of funny stuff in it, but it just deals with, like, real-life problems that large families have. But it's a great movie. She plays as the grandmother in it. She says random stuff like, I was on a roller coaster and went up and down and up and down.
Zip. That guy's just fucking tripping. He just put a sugar cube in his just put a sugar cube in his mouth and just wait for the effect to take.
Oh, we use God. Paper.
Yeah. Oh God. The can is talking to me. It's kind of a messed up can.
It's like the nicest looking can in the world.
Wait, this is hide and seek?
I think when he threw the can down, he should have been like, Denny cans are half price, Microsoft went down 3 points. I what is going on? This whole thing is a mess to me. Like, I could watch this 1,000 times and not know how to play Kick the Can.
Okay, so basically one person's it, they put the can down, he turns around, you hide, you try and be the first to kick the can, but if he sees you, you have to, you're out.
If he catches you, you're out.
And kicking the can is like Ghoul?
Yeah, kicking the can is like touching home base in a Hotmail. And no, not in a, what is fucking...
Tag.
Yes, tag. No, hide and
seek. Tag.
I don't like their attempts to make the kids still Jewish. It's just ridiculous.
No, the kids
what's
sound...
that like you grow up to be Jewish?
Yeah, you know, like the kids that sound...
Yeah, what? But they don't sound like kids. They sound like...
Okay, so here's the weird thing. Like all everyone else, they turn into like 8-year-olds. And this guy turns into like a 14-year-old. So you know, yeah. They all gotta wait like another 7 years before they can actually fuck anyone.
Yeah, I don't understand that. First of all, he seems like he was the youngest of all of them, yet somehow as a child he's the oldest of all of them. Mm-hmm. And then he has white hair still. Like, yeah. a 14-year-old with white hair.
I don't know, maybe he's part albino.
His eyes aren't pink.
I said part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to, so like, all the, that's got to suck for those kids. Like, everyone else except for that one guy. They spent the last how many years, like, their dick's not working, they're not being able to get any action, but now, you know, they're young, they'll actually be able to fuck again, but they'll have to wait another 7 years.
Except
for that kid. he just go to like a junior high school to hit the ground running. Just mercilessly hitting on anything that moves. This is back in the 80s. Women still only wore dresses, right? Or did they wear, like, that's the part where they got those stupid suit pants.
That's hard to say. Depends on the situation. Suit pants, I think, for women made a nice scene for themselves in the 80s.
Well, maybe he's a fucking teenager.
Maybe it's, you know, whatever age they were thinking most of, and he's like, I'm horny.
Yeah,
probably.
Sexual peak ahead of me.
It's like, my dick hasn't worked since the 50s. And why did they lose teeth?
I'm sorry, no kids sound like that.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
See? That's all that's been on his mind for the past 20 years.
He just like he spends late at night just like hitting himself in the balls with his own cane. Like, work, damn it, work.
She can be old and dance.
Be a transient.
Why would you not want to go back to school again?
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Yeah, you could go there, you could like ace everything, you could beat the shit of everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to walk out of there a doctor this time.
Yeah. So you walk, it's like you just walk in there, strut your stuff, fuck everyone in the building, then leave. You just go in there, drop the can, peace! Oh, yeah.
I'll put that ring on your finger.
Yeah. It's like, this is a special ring that vibrates.
You couldn't make them wake up and be, I don't know, 25?
It's like, I don't know, maybe like, it's like, I don't know, maybe like, I don't know, 30? That kid is retarded. It's like, you want a fresh young man? Here, try this. It's called pot. My grandson gave me this shit. I believe they called it wacky tobacky. Sure thing, why'd that kid want to go back? I mean, fuck it, I don't know. What up?
All of a sudden an old man here changed his mind.
What kid calls someone a sugar nut?
Someone who's actually 80? Yeah. The drugs are finally kicking in, man! He sounds really creepy, like, this kid, yeah, kids! What up? Wait, why did their clothes get smaller with them?
They didn't?
No.
Someone had floppy sleeves.
No, like they did, like that. Damn, kid.
Ragamuffin.
Like that old guy. He shrunk down to, like, half the size he is now, but his boxers still fit.
Langoliers.
Yeah. See, right here, like, that looks like something that should be in a horror shot. Like that close light shot around the eyes.
Yeah.
Fucking British kids.
I never dressed like that when I was 14.
You can't fly, moron.
Yeah. So, he was found the next morning dead on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he knows it now as he's like rolling around the ground.
This isn't my destiny. It's like he impaled himself on the picket fence. I bet if all those old people had been turned into, like, fucking 14-year-olds, they all would have run away, too.
Yep.
This little bitch is like...
I understand not wanting to go back to being 8 years old. 8 years old sucked.
Yeah, everyone had to tell you what to do, your teeth were...
And stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 14 kind of sucked, too.
I don't know. Like, yeah, like 21. They could drink.
Yeah. Well, you guys could say 19.
But yeah, like, if you're 21, you can drink everywhere.
I thought it was 18 in some places and 19 everywhere.
No.
And then 21 in the U.S. So if you're...
Oh,
if you're 21, you can drink everywhere. No country has a higher drinking age than America, I think. Unless it's ridiculously high.
Hmm. Yeah, like, I think I'm like Wamachuco, like this one town thing, like they get like every year they have this like they have like give, they give 8 year olds like a bunch of beer and cocaine.
Nice.
Yeah, they use that to carry a pole and just like dance for 3 days while they put up a flag. I want to go to Mexico. I'm going down to meet a Mexico.
He's like, I want to not be able to drink water.
It's like, I want to go down to get me some of that coca. I want to get high. It'd be hilarious if right now he just all of a sudden stops and drops, like, starts sprinting down the street toward motel.
He walked out of one nursing home and into another one, and they're expecting him?
Yep. You see, I'm pretty sure
he keeps a very tight schedule.
Yes, I'm pretty...
I guess.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's Satan. You know, like, he just finds a bunch of old people who are going to die within, like, a week, then reverse them back to children, like, gives them that thing, but then they all choose not to do it, and they all just die in a horrible, painful
he's
ways.
Like, yeah.
And then he takes their souls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the episode that you apparently didn't watch through.
Hey, Man. Lady. Oh, I'm saying this.
I think it's worth pointing out also that Burgess Meredith is the one that's doing the narration for this movie.
Wait.
For those who don't know who Burgess Meredith is, he played as Mick in the Rocky movies. And he was also the one that I believe that they were talking about at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Between Dan Aykroyd and Larry Miller, or whoever the fuck he is.
Albert Brooks.
Yeah, that guy.
Hey, it's the guy from Gremlin.
Yeah!
What game is that?
I'm not sure. I want to... It's not... Yeah. The only thing that keeps coming to mind is Galaga, but I know it's not that, at least for the box.
Yeah, it's not Galaga. Yep. Like, I'm pretty sure Galaga didn't have tentacle aliens in it.
I know.
Well,
it's
what
not
they threw on the side of it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. Your wife. Mm-hmm.
It seems unsane. Okay, what the fuck? I look at the game from fucking Nightmare.
This doesn't make sense whatsoever about what's gonna happen.
Sweet. Did he just... How did he unplug the game?
Why does he unplug the game? He's already beat the shit out of the child.
Hmm.
And why is she pissy with him? He was in the back. He wasn't even around. It's
because,
not like he knocked the kid down.
Because he was hitting on her and he's married?
So she hates him?
He hates everybody. She's a bitch. She's probably a feminist. Like, all men are assholes.
A feminazi.
Yeah.
She hates kids too, as you'll see.
Yeah. But she runs. Oh, the 80s.
She's getting a little handy there.
Yeah, just banging it ass.
Little hands on.
Oh, Wait, is this the kid with, like, the reality-altering powers?
Yep.
Okay. See, what do you call this place? Death Valley.
Warning sign number one, the house is remote.
Warning sign number two, everything around it is dead. Wait, so is that a seatbelt that buckles at the top?
Yeah, and it's not done up. Don't you love the 80s?
God.
Yeah, it's
seatbelts. What was that?
My phone.
Is your ringtone going to announce that there's going to be a monster truck rally on Sunday night?
No, my phone vibrates and says, "Excuse me, sir, I'm afraid someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically. Shall I tell them to fuck off?"
Nice. Warning sign number two, and this is a big one, abandoned cars.
Oh, God, so many cars.
That is the dead giveaway. Like, that happens, like, in the 80s, you never seen that, really, actually. But, like, nowadays in horror movies, like, you watch your movies like Wrong Turn, and they show scenes like that, it's just always, like, the biggest red flag that you could ever fucking think of.
It's like
abandoned cars, turn around and drive away. Kick the kid out of the passenger door immediately.
The only other bigger red flag is have the dead bodies falling out of the house as you open the door.
Wait, so he made this house based on a cartoon?
Yeah, watch, like, I'll point stuff out to you.
So is that the sister who loses her mouth?
No. I believe that guy there was in Inner Space.
That guy was also like the main guy in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the original one from the 1950s.
Yes.
He was also in UHF.
I never seen UHF.
It's pretty good.
The Weird Al movie?
Yep. He plays the evil executive of the rival corporation.
He plays a good bad guy.
Yeah.
See, here's another point where I would be turning around and running out of the house. Yeah. This creepy family.
Yeah.
It's like there's always someone standing behind her. Just blocking
the exit. I love
this.
look at that. She's like, "You what?"
Kevin McCarthy, that guy's name.
Oh, good call.
So that point would be like, "Well, I guess it's nice that night bitches die."
Oh my god, could you get some bubble space, please?
It's like, alright, first up, stop fucking touching me.
Right? Move back 5 feet.
Yes, second of all, get your dick out my ass. Because that guy was, like, riding up on there.
They're literally pulling her clothes off. And she's just like, eh.
Do you notice there's, like, TVs in every 5 feet of this house with a cartoon on it?
Yeah. Well, but at least it's the Looney Tunes. This is actually pretty good, like that, like using that music with what's going on there. Oh god, look at those fucking TVs. What is it, like a 5-inch screen? God, I've seen phones with bigger screens than that.
Now this hallway is a little too creepy for a child, I think.
Yeah.
Or for a child's imagination.
This hallway looks like it came out of Beetlejuice.
But I love the look of it. I love the lights and the shadows. There's like a shadow everywhere. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's great lighting there. The only time I get sand is when I stand in the dried skin flakes that came off my body.
Look at these savages.
Yeah. Oh god, I need moisturizer.
He has a lighter, she has the cigarettes, and they're trying to work something out.
Like, you just pass it on the left hand.
Look at these beds. Now, like, that, does that not just say, like, old school cartoon view?
Oh, God, okay, this is the thing you're talking about. I am...
You're already creeped out, aren't you?
Insanely so.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if anyone here caught that Dead Man likes to spout spoilers during these commentaries. But if you haven't watched this movie yet,
well,
fuck
they,
you.
I didn't really say too much. Oh, that's creepy.
That is fucking... That will haunt my dreams tonight.
No, I was like that kid's age when I first seen this movie. I mean, that had an effect on me.
Yeah, it was similar for me. That wall there creeps me out.
I love the way he's just staring her down.
Yeah.
I think if you were bringing a bottle of scotch into this house, they would rape and murder you for it.
Yeah, they would rip your arm off trying to get that bottle.
You know, there are scenes, parts in this part, because I had to watch it before this, where I think Anthony is honestly quite a bit like a Nazi.
Yeah.
Put the little uniform on him. Man, yeah. That's intimidating.
Just get him goose stepping?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. We get to eat.
I mean, up until that point, you're kind of like, things are weird. Okay, sister has no mouth, but there's no explanation for it. But it wasn't until where she's like, hey, do you know where dinner is, a little 9-year-old? Mm. Where you kind of, like, start realizing, like, he has something to do with this.
Yeah. It's just a bit creepy that they're all the exact same meal in the exact same orientation. Like, what kind of boy likes pink chairs, really?
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
He's
not
a Nazi, you know?
if he was really a nine-year-old with the power to alter reality, he would not make fucking pink chairs with hearts on them. He would make, I don't know, like...
Why are they eating like they're starving?
Because they are.
Actually, you know, pink being a girly color was because of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler started that association.
Hey.
There is the possibility, because he basically can make things up on a whim, that maybe he thought of these for her. Mm. Kind of like, oh, bam. You know, when they walked into the living room after they came back downstairs,
wait a minute.
That's when they appeared.
Is that burgers? Is that burgers with peanut butter on them?
Yep,
I believe so.
Oh God, that is disgusting.
The cartoon in the background is too loud.
The cartoon in the background kind of plays. Like, I kind of like it how I like all, I like
how the cartoon music is fitting what they're doing.
Yeah, but also some of like the actual like stuff that's going on. Where, like, she was eating that, where she was like. The dog in the background was like...
Right. I mean, yeah, that's cool and everything, but it's just like, it sounds like it's drowning out the sound of it a little too much for me. Like, if, well, except that we're talking over it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I think I just talked over when they announced that it's his birthday.
Nope. Mm. Not yet.
I just noticed the windows were painted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing that, like, this is so cartoonish. You notice the birthday in the background on the TV, the little birthday sign?
Mm-hmm. Don't break the fourth wall!
Oh shit, she dropped her plate. You see, this is where the off-kilter, up-close face shot works.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah. No, like the one before, like with the parents. Now the lighting right there. So what does he put his hand inside and pull it like the evil rabbit from Monty Python?
Just watch the movie.
Yeah, it's...
What the fuck's that light coming from? It's like the flashlight from Deadly Premonition.
That's the point. It's like, nothing makes sense in this house. I mean, come on, look at the background. It's drawn on.
Yeah.
He plays it so well of like I'm just going with this.
Yeah. It's like something better crawl out of my ass. Oh god. I don't know what's here. I'm scared.
Yeah. Look at him. Why is it this fish?
Do it now!
Come on, go there, do it now!
I am going to count to three, and you're going to pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Yes.
Is that what Kevin Bacon wanted the young kid to do in X-Men First Class? Oh, look at that little bunny!
Zool, motherfucker, oh. Zool!
That is awesome.
That's so creepy.
I think I actually designed that rabbit as a logo for a clothing company in a business class once. He called it Rabbit Clothing.
Nice.
Give you a nice big dick.
I love this.
See what I mean about the Nazi thing?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I like 100% see it now.
What the who would call me a monster?
I love that they just throw her under the bus. Of course.
Of course, with a name like Ethel, she has to be evil. Come on, I'm here, do it, kill me now!
Do what? Do you know what I am going to do to you?
When I came here, I was 5 years old. Oh, that shadow. Okay. The lighting, if nothing else, in this segment is awesome.
Yeah. I remember I was never scared of cartoons until I seen this.
When he was a wolf with an axe, but he felt he needed to turn into a slightly larger dragon.
Yeah.
I would watch that cartoon. You did it wrong, kid.
Yeah, I have a feeling that if you were around that kid for 5 seconds, he would wish your head to explode. Mm-hmm. And then he draws swastika with your blood.
Yes. But only in that house. Okay, yeah. Again, lighting is fucking amazing.
That's what TV sets used to look like.
We control the horizontal, we control the vertical. So, what's going to come out of the TV?
Oh shit, it's the Tasmanian Devil.
Sweet. Is it going to be like cartoon Taz or like fucked up animatronic Taz?
Aw, oh, come on, no, they don't fuck around on this.
It's the we don't want to infringe on copyright Taz.
At least not too much.
Outstanding.
She just dropped the fucking fish.
I just want people to like me and stop torturing them. I miss puppets.
Ugh.
See, that is fucked up looking thing.
Yeah, it's like, this is what comes out of this kid's imagination? What the fuck is wrong with him?
Dude, we need more puppets in movies.
Yeah, see, if they were to do that today, it'd be CGI and just...
And the compositing, yeah, the compositing would be janky as fuck.
This is kind of where it kind of goes downhill for this episode. Make good wishes, dick.
You can't wait wish for it, motherfucker.
Stop wishing your sister's mouth away.
They could start explaining to him. It's like, well, you see, we're not leaving you alone forever. We just need to get on with our own lives.
This part is so boring.
Yeah, and it looks really weird. Fucking splitting image.
It's like they just accidentally, in the editing phase, just got two parts of the film overlapping each other.
Yeah. So what, she's going to teach him to become an X-Man?
Basically, I think she's going to use him to get what she wants out of life. She's like, yeah, I'll teach you. I'll take you under my wing.
He's like, all right, first, make yourself 25. Next, give yourself a hot body. Next, give yourself a 12-inch cock.
Let's go.
It's like, now, let's go to this hotel room for the next 3 days.
But I didn't give myself a 25-year-old mind. Yucky.
It's so slippery.
Well, believe you me, son. Imagine like a guy with the impulse control of an 8-year-old, but with a sexual drive of a 25-year-old.
Why is it wet out there? Did you go potty? Is that her car?
Oh, it doesn't
look like the same car.
It's her car.
Next time, wish me a better car.
Yeah. I like that the seatbelt's already on the seat.
Yeah.
Holy crap, I don't have any pockets.
Yeah.
Whoa!
It's like, wait a minute, why am I not wearing... Wait a minute, I wasn't wearing pants.
Out of all that she's just seen within the last 5 minutes, why would she at all be surprised that her... keys are in her pocket because he made him go there.
That's his fucking bush league for the kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's moved the sun or the earth. Either way, bad idea.
Yes. But you just hear the news report the next day, because of the strange solar patterns, the ocean has risen. The ocean levels have risen by 3 feet. Or something like...
And there's that.
Yeah, that's just...
What the fuck that is?
It's magic.
That's pretty.
The kid's gonna become a naturist. Imagine that kid got high and then started using his powers.
Yeah.
He just does, like, two hits, just does, like, half a hit of E at a club one night. Yes, nightmare. Nightmare. Really?
Oh shit, more title dropping.
Wait, is that guy's head bleeding?
Nope. He's just really, really...
He's just tripping balls.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking nuts.
Hey, John Voight.
You mean John Lithgow?
John Lithgow, yes. Fuck, I always get those two confused. Just by name alone.
Did you say John White?
John Voight.
Oh, okay. How do you... Yeah, you can't get them confused by looks.
No, I just like the name. Like, I always get the name mixed up between who they are. You know it's illegal to masturbate in a plane.
There's a half hour time limit. Yeah. Oh my god, lady, sit down and shut up.
It's like we do not want to read the Watchtower, fuck off.
When did it become like a thing that you can just pry into everyone's business on an airplane?
I don't know. When the terrorists happened?
Ugh, nice going, Osama bin Laden. Now none of us can masturbate on airplanes.
Yeah. But at least now he's dead.
True.
And in an ocean somewhere.
He'll pull a Megatron. He'll come back.
Un momento! Occupado!
God, Lithgow looks fucked up. Why are you whispering, bitch?
That feels so false.
Well, I'm guessing, like, I think because of that, like, since you were just in your own bathroom, you are, like more lackadaisical with, like, your safety precautions. God, I do not like this at all. I do not like this at all.
No? Why?
Because, like, I'm a big fan of the original Nightmare, and that was more of a slow build. It was like, he started on, and you're like, oh, he's a little bit nervous, but, you know, he hasn't flown in, like 2 years. And he's like, alright, so, I'm good. Looks at, oh, fuck, and then it's like slowly escalating, like, this guy. He seems like he'd be the guy, like, punch out the window and try to climb out and fight the thing on the wing by himself. You know, and this is not a spoiler, because this is a like, almost shot-for-shot remake of the fucking original episode.
I've never seen the original episode yet.
Oh, it is so good. Billy Shatner.
I feel like maybe it's because it's a movie, I'm not sure. But they seem pretty patient with him, where nowadays they'd just be like, sir, what I need you to do, please, sir, is sit down.
Well, it's back when, you know, you could be really easily fired as a flight attendant. Yeah. So if you were a total bitch, they'd fire you.
Yeah,
nowadays, like, they can be that way, because if you're like, what, bitch, what's your problem? They'd be like, all right, not only are you kicked off the airplane, but we're going to go ahead and say that you said bomb, and now you're going to go to prison.
God, I want a Polaroid camera. I want a Polaroid camera so bad.
They still make them.
No, like, that kind of Polaroid, we're going to just, like, ching, and then the thing pops at the bottom.
I used to have one.
Yes, I don't want a Polaroid brand camera. I want a Polaroid camera.
No, they make actual Polaroid cameras still.
What, like the ones where it actually does do the... You have to shake it? Oh, dude, I want to find... We need one of those. I need one of those for a scrapbook. Just go to Fan Expo to start taking a picture of that. Start taking a peeper of it.
I always take stupid pictures. Like, if I find someone's, like, digital camera laying around, I'd, like, take pictures of my feet and shit like that.
I thought you were going to say your dick.
No.
No, that's what he does if he finds someone Polaroid laying around.
Yeah.
And then he staples it to their forehead. Or at least that's what I do.
I just put it out. I put it on the refrigerator with a little written on the side that says, you're welcome.
Those dolls are fucking creepy. Ah. Don't look at me, fat man. Remember when you could smoke on airplanes?
Yeah.
I don't. Because I was not alive.
A large airplane.
For one thing, I was not alive when that was allowed. And for another thing, I've never been on an airplane.
Also, this is back when people used to dress up to get on airplanes. Like, I'm sure this guy is wearing a shirt and tie or a suit and tie.
Like, who won't go on an airplane? Nowadays, like, fucking walk on with your underwear.
Yeah, people wear their fucking pajama bottoms. Oh.
Yeah, so it's like walking with, like, nothing but a mankini. Hey, what's up? I'm getting on a flight. Pick the worst newspaper to look at.
Well, honestly, it should calm you down, because if there was an airline disaster just a little while ago, and the odds are that low...
True. But no one thinks like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a person a few feet away from you being struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're not going to get hit.
I think that's where the lightning never strikes the same spot twice theory comes from.
Yeah.
Well, you see, if you have a lightning rod, then it does strike the same place twice.
Shut up.
See? Science.
Sir, I need you to calm down.
Yeah, at the point where you act like that, now you just get tasered.
Yes, and you see, this is one of the main problems I have with this movie, is that, like, everything's insanely garish. Like that thing, like, it was like, like, screaming and lightning strikes and there's all that bullshit. It would be more likely for someone to notice that than for them to notice, like, some fat guy in a suit, like, some fat guy in a fur suit just punching an engine. He looked like he was part unicorn. He's got magnet boots and an oxygen tank. He's Isaac Clarke. Because this is the crossover between the Twilight Zone and Dead Space.
This is a bump of cocaine.
Yeah. Okay, I've just seen some fucked up shit. I'm gonna take more drugs.
Yeah. Oh, that's daddy's medicine. Or give me the sugar cube.
Yeah, kind of having him hysterical at the beginning of this kind of took away any kind of, kind of like left him nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already insane and going nuts. They should have worked up to it.
Mm.
And who the fuck's that guy? Get his big ass chin out of here.
Just leave the pills.
Yeah.
This gal, I am not amused with this acting.
Yes.
I'm not convinced.
This is your least impressive work yet.
I disagree with you.
I was just talking about the fake sleeping thing.
He was much better in Dexter.
Oh god, Dexter. Oh.
You're so good. Oh, get high, son.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is horrible, but you're right. If you consider Dexter, it's not his best work.
Oh, no. Is that window going to open itself? Humans with our curiosity.
I know.
Must not open window.
Do it.
Do it. He'll be showing you his bum. He's gonna open it up. If that thing does not have a piggy nose, I'm going to be severely disappointed. Oh god, that looks terrible. And did his eyes just pop out of his face?
Yeah.
This is not fucking Twilight Zone.
What?
He said get the handcuffs. This is not the Twilight Zone.
How is it not the Twilight Zone because he said get handcuffs?
No, it's not the Twilight Zone because it's just fucking always on.
You're right. Twilight Zone should have a lot more slow moments.
I think that was a pretty slow moment that was going on there where he was kind of like coming down and relaxing.
It wasn't. It was dun 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 dun. Like, that beginning, like, at the beginning, he was just fucking jumping off.
So, you're going to base the first 5 minutes on this, on the whole thing sucks, because in the first 5 minutes, it was, he was crazy.
Yes.
All right, that's idiotic to me, but all right.
Well, I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm saying they lost a bit of the Twilight Zone atmosphere.
I think they're trying to put more of a craziness to it.
Yes, but he had that craziness in like the original thing too. It was like he had a nervous breakdown. He just got out of a sanitarium.
Well, I mean, I agree with you at the beginning. He was a little too crazy. They could have just showed him being like nervous of flying and kind of slowly build up to this, and that's what they should have done. But, like, now every time that it jumps off, you're going to be like, oh, that was stupid because the whole thing's jumping off. Even though, like, right now it's calm and quiet again. Yeah, and then when it starts jumping off again, it's going to be like, oh, this is what it is to the whole thing.
You know, like, it can't have...
It's crazy to me.
It can't always have it like, all right, so, calm. Then crazy shit, then calm. Then crazy shit, then calm. Then crazy shit.
That's like saying action movies suck because there's an explosion every so often. And it'd be like, oh, another explosion, great.
Yes, you see, that movie sucked because,
like, another person dies.
Yeah, you see, that's because, like the reason that, like, action movies work like that is because, you know, that's what you expect.
But going into
something called the Twilight Zone, you expect a slow burn.
Stop. You used to be a normal person.
Fucking kids.
There's something on the wing of the plane.
There's some thing. It should have a pinky nose, but it doesn't.
He's way too close to his face.
Yeah. It's like, Mr. Valentine.
I kind of expect them to start making out.
Like, Mr. Valentine.
You know they're close enough to feel each other's breaths on their face, and that's just not good.
Like, Mr. Valentine, you have such a sensual forehead. You're all gonna die. But he is so close. He's uncomfortably
I'm sorry,
close.
But that's really the wrong line to use. There's the highest probability that we will survive.
Maybe he feels like, because he could talk to this guy with numbers, that he'll understand, like, that respect it better.
It's like, Mr. Valentine, there's a 1 in 7 chance we will survive this.
Nothing works on this plane.
It'd be hilarious.
The video quality here kind of sucks. Can't see what he's doing.
Look at that, dude. He's like, eh.
Can you guys see well what's going on out there? Because I can't.
He's messing with one of the rudders. That's why the plane's going back and forth. Like, he's getting it, so it's like, vroom, 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 vroom.
He's holding a doll.
Yes, a child's doll. Did he ever think to say, like, hey guys, look, I'm right.
I can barely see that.
He's headbanging on the engine.
Oh man, he's rocking out. I feel like I need to make a remix of this.
He's got a fucking Meatloaf soundtrack going on.
Meatloaf?
He's got a Walkman of the latest Meatloaf album.
He's just... What is he like? Anything for love.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't do that.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Bitch, shake it harder. What did he just hit it with?
Yeah, good job. You can take a picture of yourself.
You can take a picture of your own crazy ass reflection.
Oh, this is not good. Like, why does he just cover the flash up, or, I don't know, get rid of the flash?
Hey, man, I got your wallet. That's what he's beating the engine to death with, his wallet.
Why did he think that was a good idea? Well, he's insane, that's why.
Yeah. Look at him, he's on so many drugs, that fat guy's trying to eat him. That fat guy's like an air marshal, right? That's why he has a gun?
Yeah.
Ladies.
Oh, what's the in-flight movie?
Oh, it's Last Holiday.
Today it's Turbulence.
It's like what's the in-flight movie? Snakes on a Plane.
I hate motherfucking snakes.
I've had it with these motherfucking gremlins on this motherfucking plane.
Oh, man, someone should remake this with Samuel L. Jackson. Did he just bite the gun?
Yes. He looks kind of like Cyrax from Mortal Kombat.
It's so creepy looking. Mm.
But still, I like the stupid pig nose one.
Now he has slime all over his face.
Oh, he slimed me.
And apparently the thing can fly.
Something.
That one can fly too. Like that's what he do. Like he starts messing with it. He's like, come here, quick! Then just like put his arms and legs out and just like fly backwards. Yeah, I tried to shoot at something a couple times and missed, then it grabbed my face and fucked off.
Yeah, the gun was awful. I would not admit that.
It's like, I don't know where the fuck he got the gun.
I'm like, fuck yeah, he had a gun, I tried wrestling it away from him.
It was my gun. Did I tell you I totally screwed up and let him take my gun?
Yeah. It's like, what do you got? I tried to eat him to get away from him. Yeah, that seems smart, smoking a cigar while working on a plane.
That might be leaking fuel. Thank you, timing.
Yes. 80s, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, look at that fucking hat. It's got fucking wings on it, man.
Toledo.
Hey.
I know that guy.
Wait, why does he know this? I don't know why.
I love CCR, but I've never heard this song from them.
How does that possibly seem like a good idea?
Yeah, it's Rod fucking Serling.
Oh, you have to watch the entire movie to hear his voice.
And the summit of his knowledge is much more the foundation we call Twilight Zone. Hmm.
Steven Spielberg did the second one.
Yes, George he did. Someone. George Clayton Johnson.
He's got his name on there a couple times.
Yeah. Starred by Jeremy Bixby.
Inspired by the Twilight Zone, created by Rod Serling!
Yes, inspired by. Almost like the Outer Limits. Because this was not a fucking Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, whatever.
This was an anthology movie that had some Twilight Zone stuff in it.
Whatever.
Bitch, fuck off.
I'm serious.
Twilight Zone had a feel to it. It had subtlety.
I will say...
It's 30 years fucking later!
The opening, not Twilight Zone. Kick the can, not Twilight Zone. Everything else...
Kick the can was
almost Twilight Zone.
Kick the can was actually Twilight Zone.
No!
No, there was actually an episode of the Twilight Zone that was that, and that was that entire thing.
Okay, well, that episode felt nothing like the Twilight
Zone. Only it was like, it was a little bit different, because like in the actual Twilight Zone episode, it was like the guys that were playing Kick the Can, and then all the... Like, that old guy just, like, came out, and they saw all the kids playing, and all the kids ran off, and he's like, oh, please, take me with you. And then all the kids are like, no, and then he just dies alone.
Okay, so it's so loosely based, and you're like, oh, well, Kick the Can's a real Twilight Zone, whereas other two are, like, almost, you know, shot-for-shot remakes, and you say they have the wrong feel. Kick the Can has a totally wrong feel.
Yes, Kick the Can feels like
E.T.
Yes, Kick the Can has a weird feel. Kick the Can has a weird feel, but... Okay, I'll just go through everything, okay? So fuck off. Right, so the opening segment did not feel like Twilight Zone. The first thing, the one with Vic Morrow, that did not feel like the Twilight Zone. Like it had the kind of Twilight Zone thing of, you know, like the ironic punishment kind of thing. But it still didn't really feel like Twilight Zone. The second thing, even though it was technically like an original Twilight Zone skit, it removed a lot of the feel from it, so it didn't feel like Twilight Zone. The third one, that was the closest thing to Twilight Zone this movie got, because that was actually really awesome.
So it's just what you like. If you like it, if it's like your taste in what you like, then it's Twilight Zone. But if you don't like it, that's just not Twilight Zone.
Exactly.
Like, heaven forbid the Twilight Zone ever make anything that you don't like.
No, Twilight Zone probably make things I don't like. Like, I probably won't like the Kick the Can skit. I probably won't like the Kick the Can episode.
Oh.
Okay, what the fuck does a best boy do?
Yeah, you know what he does.
With enthusiasm.
Okay, so to Sally Cruikshank, Sam Cornell, and Michael and Mark Kausler, kudos to you guys. Because they were the guys who did all the cartoon stuff for the third segment, which was awesome.
Lipstick?
For lipstick.
It's...
Anesthesia. 32 track digital recorder.
Man.
Digital synthesizer just by Yamaha.
Oh, thank God they did the cast for the prologue.
Yes, thank God. Kai Wolf.
KKK.
John Larroquette.
Yeah, I knew it. I don't think I've ever seen John Larroquette that young before.
Yeah. I can't remember the last thing I saw him.
Look, he even has a Nazi name.
Wait, I missed it. What is it?
Where Jeremy Leaked.
Played by Jeremy Leaked.
He did have kind of a, this is going to sound racist, except it's white, so no one's going to see it as racist, but he kind of had a facial feature of a German.
Yeah, he looked evil.
He looked like the goddamn devil.
Little Hitler.
He looked like Damien.
Uh, All right, so, well, first, clearly, we have some differences of what we think is Twilight Zone and what's not Twilight Zone.
Yes, and clearly I'm right.
And clearly we do have differences on what we like about
the,
these episodes.
I'm the middle ground guy. I feel they're sort of, they are Twilight Zone, but they've just sort of been modernized maybe a bit much.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But
Twilight Zone
ain't
broke.
Not Twilight Zone.
It's 30 years later, and they're taking things 30 years later and giving it to a completely different audience. I mean, a whole new genre of people. I mean, everything's different. So, I mean, you can compare it to the originals. Obviously, you can, you know, everyone always does it with movies and stuff like that. But, I mean, you always got to take some kind of consideration with what you're dealing with, you know, like, why would they do that? And it's like, oh, because of the time.
Another thing, your entire opinion on that actually has to do with the fact that we're, you know, in the digital age and we have such access to things. You know, it used to be that when something was modernized, that was pretty much the version you were going to see. Mm-hmm. So you had to take a lot of care when modernizing things because you wouldn't necessarily get fans of the old stuff. You wouldn't be going back and watching old episodes so much. You really had to make it for the times rather than just make a shot-for-shot remake.
True.
Right.
And for anyone who's listening, well, we're done watching the movie now, but we're still talking.
Yes, of course. This is how this shit works.
Yeah, I mean, they can still listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, they put their time in to download, possibly, or wait for this episode to buffer, assuming their internet is shit, so we should give them some content.
Right.
So, yeah, like... Well, yeah, so just, what was your guys' actual... Like, I've already said my... What is your guys' favorite segment from that movie?
I actually have to agree with you with the one with the kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking amazing. It is the one thing I always remember from that movie.
Yeah.
It was just... It was great. Fucking love that scene. Yeah, so... I'm definitely going to be watching more of the original Twilight Zone. I still haven't finished it.
Yeah, sooner or later, I got to get back to it, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, on Tuesday, well, this coming Tuesday, we will be getting back into our regular run of podcasts. And then on the week of the 19th, you will have five, count them, five commentary tracks from us.
Sequel week!
Yes, it is the end of the year. I am finishing school. Well, finishing my first semester at university. We need to fucking blow off some steam. So we're gonna be watching a fuck ton of movies and talking about them.
Yeah.
And in case you didn't tell from my little spiel there, they're all going to be sequels.
Yes, and I'm guessing most of them will be terrible.
I picked a good one.
I picked a good one.
I'm gonna pick a terrible one.
You. Bitch!
Just to make you all suffer.
I was trying to predict who would pick a good one and who would pick a bad one, and I had it completely reversed. I thought Deadman was going to pick a good one, and Shax was going to pick a really bad one just to make us watch it.
Well, my idea was, I'm going to go Friday, so I have to go last and be like, alright, motherfuckers, you made me sit through 4 days of this. Get ready for Return to Oz or something.
Get ready for New Moon.
But I picked a very, very good one, and it's very, very festive.
What is it?
Christmas Vacation.
Of course it is. Oh, I love Christmas Vacation.
Good choice. Good choice. Yes.
We'll be doing our. We're gonna be trying to get Punchatron and Ninja Kitty in on that for all five episodes of that.
Yeah.
Cool. Who's Punchatron?
And I will try and get Ninja Kitty to pick her sequel.
I will be contacting Pudge. Who knows, maybe we might get James in for one of them if Pudge can't.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so, and then, well, after all that is done, we're going to be having, on Saturday, December 31st, we're going to be having a 2-hour live podcast going from 10 to midnight, just ringing 2012, and to start the countdown to the upcoming apocalypse.
I'll do the t-shirt draw that night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's
for those of you who follow us on Facebook, if you donate to our Rocket Hub, you get the rewards, plus every dollar you donate gets you entered into a draw for a free t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, so get your Fuck Shaq shirts, a $20 value, absolutely free.
Awesome. Unless you're fat, then it's like a $24 value. Shaqs.
Yeah.
Fucking Shaqs.
I'm constantly like, I need to work out. I got my fucking equipment here, and every day after work, I'm like, not today. I'm tired.
I was like, oh god, I should really lift those weights.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Fuck it. I'll play Saints Row.
So we should probably end this.
Yes, we should. So, as always, you can follow us. You can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow the site on Twitter at DeathDoorProds. You can follow me at Deadman_DDProds, at Bowiewan, at FuckShacks. We got Facebook. We have I just set us up a Google Plus page.
Cool.
So if you're on Google Plus, good for you.
I am.
Yes, he recently got Shaq Cruz got Google Plus. So look him up if you can.
I'm not going there. Uh-oh.
You already have Google Plus.
Shut up. I do?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
We made it for you. It's all pictures of Nazi stuff in that little kid toilet zone.
Yeah, it's like just Photoshop him goose-stepping down the hallways.
I wish it weren't copyright infringement, or else I would do a picture of that kid with like a swastika on his arm and put it on a t-shirt.
Well, if you alter it just slightly, you just make his eyes like blue instead of black.
I think people take copyright infringements a little not as lightly as they should. I mean, like when I see t-shirts with like the DeLorean on it and the flux capacitor on it and you know different shit from you know different nerdy movies and comic books and games, I don't think copyright infringement is as bad as people like to think it is.
Well, yeah. I'll see what the rules are. If I can do that, I will make that shirt.
Wait.
Right on.
Hey, fair use.
Yeah. SOPA is not happening yet.
No. There's actually a thing called fair use where, like, you can use certain things within set parameters.
Right.
And not get sued.
Right.
Yeah, so again, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Google+. We're on iTunes. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. We are on, like, we have the Rocket Hub. Again, donate. Help us make this shit better.
T-shirts,
yeah. Help us pimp our shit. You know, we get that money, we can make this shit better, faster.
Yes.
And also, audibletrial.com/deathsdoorprods to get your free stuff. Oh, also, another thing. Bowie, if they sign up for Audible things, and they send me an email, then they can get free t-shirt entry draw thing.
Okay, deal.
Yes. So, yes, get a free audiobook and possibly get a free t-shirt that tells you to fuck somebody.
I was thinking the DD Prods t-shirt.
Probably.
They'll get whatever the fuck they get, and they'll like it.
Yeah, I'll be picking your size, too. Extra small.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to get you a baby tee. Okay, so, until next time, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobiwan.
I'm Shax, and I want to have it juice shoved down my throat. I got to use it.
We'll see you guys next time.